All righty. Well, right now we are joined in studio by our good friend Ed Sitter from the Foundation for Life. And he is here to talk about a free showing of the movie Gosnell. Ed, welcome. It's always good to have you with us.
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning, Jeff. Well, Gosnell, yeah, everybody's been hyped up about Unplanned, which is a great movie. If your listeners haven't seen it, please go out and see that one. But this movie, Gosnell, was actually a prelude to that. And we're going to be showing it on April 16th at the Maumee Indoor Theater. It is a powerful, powerful pro-life movie.
We're really happy. I mean, you think about it, and there have been other... I know you guys screened a pro-life movie a couple years ago. I forget what it's called, but it was really good. Didn't get not quite as high profile as these two, but Gosnell and now Unplanned coming kind of back to back, having a really powerful impact.
Yes, it is. It's really helping people to realize what we're talking about when we're talking about abortion. You know, people, it's hard for them to relate because maybe they've never had anyone in their family or they've known anyone, especially I'm talking about Christians now. They're kind of oblivious to this. So this really gets them educated, I think, and motivated and inspired to get engaged.
Yeah.
Like never before.
And this is a story that, you know, the media had to be shamed into covering because they really didn't want to cover it because it doesn't advance their narrative. But tell us a little bit about this, you know, those who may not have heard because, you know, they did their best not to cover it. What is Gosnell? Who was this guy? And what is the movie detail?
Okay. This is a gentleman who ran an abortion clinic in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. And he performed many late-term abortions and he would birth these babies alive and then snip their necks. And
I mean, he was literally just cramming a pair of scissors into the back of their skull and killing them. This was murder.
Yes.
I mean, flat-out murder.
Now, the movie doesn't show any of that, but it talks about them going into his clinic, which this clinic, talk about safe abortions.
Mm.
Oh, gosh. Nothing safe about this one. I mean, this movie, it's not the kind of feel-good movie, okay?
Yeah.
Just want people to know that. But it is a movie that educates you on how people are not refusing to deal with this issue when horrific things are going on in these abortion clinics, and they just turned a blind eye to them.
Yeah, this guy was allowed to get away with this for years and years because they weren't inspecting.
They refused to.
Yeah.
The governor instructed the health department not to respond to the complaints by patients of this doctor in his botched abortions.
Because they're promoting, and we've seen, you know, what's scary is what, now Gosnell is now currently in prison for these crimes. But we've seen in New York, Vermont, others, I think Illinois has got a bill before theirs, that would make this legal.
That's right. What Gosnell did back then would be okay now in New York.
Yeah, that's appalling. So if you want to see why, you know, we've had Ed on a number of times. We've been talking about the New York bill, the Vermont bill, the Illinois, other places that have been acting these radical pro-abortion bills, why we've been talking so much about them. Go see this film because this film will detail and show you in detail, you know, what these bills are going to now allow and say this is legal.
Mm-hmm.
Baby's born alive. Yeah, go ahead. Shove a pair of scissors in the back of his brain.
That's right.
You can kill it.
That's right.
I mean, it is. I mean, they're basically trying to legalize infanticide.
In these states. Yep.
Yeah, in these particular states.
But we have some good news.
Yes.
In Ohio, just yesterday, the governor signed the heartbeat bill. In fact, we were honored. We were invited down into the signing. There are four of us from the coalition that were invited down, and it was exciting to see the governor. I mean, he wasted no time. The House passed it on Thursday afternoon. They sent it right over to the Senate. The Senate got together, passed the House bill without any changes. So it was sent to the governor. The governor says, I'm going to sign it immediately. I'm sending a message that Ohio stands for life.
Yep, and so that is now the law of the land, the heartbeat bill, which means no abortion can be performed in Ohio after a heartbeat can be detected.
That is correct.
And that can happen as early as, what, like 6 weeks?
6 weeks, that's right.
Yeah.
And as technology improves, that will become even shorter window.
Yeah, because we know life begins at conception.
Right.
It doesn't begin when it becomes convenient. It begins at conception. And I saw there was another state somewhere down south is also working through a heartbeat bill.
One nice thing about our bill, it's a very strong bill. It's one of the strongest heartbeat bills passed in the nation. So we're actually hoping, because we know the other side's going to immediately challenge it in court.
Right. Okay. Yeah, you know that's going to happen.
Okay. But we're hoping it'll migrate up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will use the Ohio law to basically dramatically, if not overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, and curtail it.
Yeah.
Now, which would be great news, but we need to advise people that would not necessarily end the abortion fight because if all they do is overturn Roe v. Wade, that just sends everything back to the states. And you the terrible laws that they have in New York would still stand in place. If Roe v. Wade's overturned tomorrow, the laws in New York will still stand.
Yeah, and that's
and
one thing
need
I've
to
been,
understand that.
That's beginning to emerge as this becomes more and more of a reality that the court could decide against Roe. That we're trying to drive home the importance of really what we need. Life is an inalienable right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is protected, we believe, by the Constitution.
Yes.
The 5th and the 14th Amendments, okay? And no person shall be deprived of its due process, okay, in violation of its right to life. And so we need the court, the Supreme Court, not to just overturn Roe v. Wade, but to assign personhood to the unborn child.
Yeah, and that would be the ultimate victory, is that they would find literally a right to life.
Right.
And that would be the ultimate victory. I don't know that we would get that, at least first time around, but, you know, overturning Roe, taking away the right to an abortion,
correct,
would be the first step. Now, yep, again, all that does is pass it down to the states,
right,
and then states can do whatever,
right,
you know, and some states could outlaw abortion, some states could not, like New York, radical. I mean, you know, it'd be a 50-front battle then.
It would be, just like during the Civil War with slavery.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, in much the same way. So lots of positive, but, you know, the battle goes on, and we can't rest on our laurels, but we can celebrate our victories, and the heartbeat bill is definitely a victory here in Ohio.
Yeah, and we're excited. We're very excited. We're excited that the House and Senate did what they promised they were going to do, and the governor signed the bill immediately.
So you're showing the movie Gosnell. Folks want to see, you know, unvarnished picture of the ugliness of what the abortion industry really is about. You can check this out, this movie. It's a free movie night.
Free
is always good.
Now, we do ask them to register because there are limited number of seats in the Maumee Indoor Theater. Mm-hmm. We're over 150, I think, at this point. We anticipate, as the word continues to get out, that we could fill the Maumee Indoor Theater. So please go to our website, fflnwo.org, and its registration is free, but we would ask you register.
And I know you got some other stuff happening, because you always do.
Okay. Do we need to take a break or anything?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Talk right about the pastor's forum you got.
Pastor's forum is coming up. Now, I know many of your listeners are pastors or no pastors. Encourage their pastor to come to this Hope for Life Pastor's Forum. The vision here is we want to equip pastors with the resources they need to basically foster a culture of life within their church families. We'll look at the main reasons that pastors are reluctant to address this issue, to preach about this issue. And we want to also share with them the ministry opportunities that are within their church families. Many pastors don't realize that you have post-abortive women that need to know that they have an environment where they can come out and share that story with their pastors or people within their congregation. There are women that are being coerced and badgered into aborting their unborn child because it has a potential health defect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, quote-unquote, a perfect child. And many women are being really hammered by their physicians, and so they need that church family to rally around them. But again, if we're not sharing a message of life from the pulpit, they aren't aware that these are their resources there to help these people. And then finally, those, whether we like to admit it or not, even in the body of Christ, women find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to know that there's no shame, there's no guilt, that they can go to their church family and find help, resources to make an affirmative decision for life.
Yeah, there's grace for them there.
Yeah. And we're having David Kubel from Intercessors for America. He's an awesome dude. He will be sharing. We have David Gibbs, founder of Christian Law Association, kind of sharing with pastors what they're free to do about these issues. And so, and then we're going to have the panel discussion from three women who have dealt with this issue. And it's going to be a powerful half-day forum.
Again, a free event, but I imagine, again, you need to register?
Absolutely need to register because, again, we're providing lunch and we need to give the hotel account.
So what's the website, once again, to get registered?
FFLNWO.org. FFLNWO. It's a Foundation for Life Northwest Ohio.org.
Yep, and then you can use that to register for the movie as well. So two free opportunities to get informed about the pro-life movement, get informed about what's happening on that front. And a lot of good things are happening. You know, I do think there is a spirit of change. You know, ultimately, we know that the abortion debate is not going to be won in the courts. It's not going to be won in the legislatures. It's going to be won in the hearts of the people.
Amen.
And that's really where the battle needs to be. Because once the hearts of the people change, all that other stuff will change.
Amen. Amen. And that's why, again, if pastors are equipped and they know that this is an important thing, this is not a political issue. This is a biblical issue.
Yeah.
This is a human rights issue. And they need to be strong advocates because we need to be the city on a hill.
Yeah. You know, upholding that truth, what the Bible tells us, that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we appreciate all your good work, Ed, and your tireless efforts in upholding life. And so thanks for these opportunities you put forward. Once again, give folks the website where they can go get registered, both for the free movie night, the Movie Guys Know, Maumee Indoor Theater, and then the Pastors Forum, the Hope for Life, Hilton Garden Inn.
Yes, it's fflnwo.org.
Excellent. Hey, thanks, Ed. We always appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.